Inviting you to the Sauk County Fair, now through Sunday. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg.
Max FM, WRPQ.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The three-day NATO summit closing out with the alliance unified and stepping up aid to Ukraine to help defend against Russian attacks. President Biden playing host while he battles a campaign crisis. Next hour, the president holds his first press conference in months, defending his decision to stay in the race as Democratic concerns reach a fever pitch. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
A source confirms the Biden campaign has begun doing its own internal head-to-head polling of a race pitting Kamala Harris against Donald Trump. The source says it's because Trump has been mentioning Harris on the stump. The latest ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll shows Harris performing slightly stronger against Trump than Biden. Versus Biden, Trump is ahead by 1 point in the poll, while Harris is ahead of Trump by 3.
Relentless triple-digit temperatures keeping a grip on much of the country, including western states, for a second straight week. And after leaving a trail of destruction, remnants of Beryl finally moved off into the Atlantic. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The man charged in the shooting death of a Columbus business owner in the city's downtown district early July 4th is now being held in Columbia County Jail on a $10 million bond. 22-year-old Jonathan Javier Luna of Columbus appeared in Columbia County Circuit Court on Wednesday. Luna is charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the death of Jose Hernandez, also of Columbus. Luna is also charged with first-degree attempted homicide with use of a deadly weapon and bail jumping. Luna's attorney asked for a signature bond, but Judge Troy Cross said in his 25 years of experience he could not recall someone ever being released on a signature bond for a homicide charge. A pretrial conference is scheduled for August 26th. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm otherwise clearing tonight and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and mild again tomorrow with highs in the mid 80s. Slight storm chances for the weekend, highs upper 80s to low 90s. Staying warm into Monday with a few storms, then cooler for the rest of next week. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now we're at 83 degrees.
99.7.
Yo no maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It is 5:07 p.m. I better get this hour's contest underway. We have two tickets to the concert on Saturday night. All you have to do is take a picture of a funnel cake and bring it over to the Circus Wagon. We're going to hook you up with Randy Houser tickets for Saturday night. So simple. Just take a picture of the funnel cake at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. I don't want something off the internet. It needs to be from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Just a picture. You do not need to bring a funnel cake over. Just so we're crystal clear on that one as well. Again, white t-shirt. I do not want to mess my shirt up. I already got one messed up from last night, so that would not be good. Yeah, it was a mess. It wasn't even food. That's the worst part. So we are in the Big Red Circus Wagon. I've got Scott O'Donnell with me and Chuck Wagner. And Chuck is going to be doing a performance at the Al Ringling Theater on Friday night. So ironically, we're in the Big Red Circus Wagon. So Scott, thank you very much for letting us borrow this for the week. We're taking very good care of it, too.
It's our absolute pleasure to partner always with 99.7 Max FM and, of course, to have one of these circus wagons. Now, it says Benzini Brothers on the side.
I know. I saw that.
That's not an actual circus title. That's a fictitious one.
Right. And I know which movie it's from.
Yeah, right. Useless Circus Trivia for 400, Alex. Water for Elephants is what this wagon was featured in.
And so I knew that, and I mentioned that last night, but I did not mention anything about that. I was waiting for you to be here tonight. So
see,
I didn't even prep you for this, Scott.
You should see my funnel cake game.
Yeah. No stock pictures off the internet.
I have an album of selfies with them. So can I win? No, I'm probably disqualified.
Yeah, we can't. You have to be out and about.
Story of my life.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we have Chuck joining us.
He's
all the way from Pensacola, Florida, right?
From Tennessee originally. Originally, I live in Pensacola, Florida now, and I'm pretty much a citizen of the world. I've been cruising for the last 7 years all around the world. So I've been across both oceans. I've played a lot of the great cities of Europe as well. And I've been to China.
Oh,
Very exciting. But the reason that I'm here, though, I'm a 40-year Broadway veteran. I was the Beast in Beauty and the Beast. I was Javert in Les Mis. I've done a lot of Broadway. In Into the Woods, I was one of the original princes and also the Wolf on the Road. So I do a lot of that, and I kind of will talk about that in my show. My show is called Living the Dream, and I talk about my career in entertainment. And so that's what that'll be about. But the magic of this is that I'm going to be the first of the new era here at the Al Ringling Theater, which is, if you've never been there, it is a jewel.
It is beautiful there.
It's like the old European-style opera house. It is very comfortable, beautifully appointed, and remarkably well-preserved. And so it's a real honor to be playing that space and to be sharing with my circus family, because when I was on the Blue Unit back in the day, Scott was my boss clown.
Really? Yeah, you see, Scott's over here, and he kept this a secret. He didn't tell us about tonight.
It was great. So we both of us got to be in the greatest show on earth, which, you know, back in the day, everybody knew what that was.
Oh, we all know what the greatest show on earth is, you know.
Oh, yeah. And you Norman Bailey. Pretty fantastic. So it's an honor for me, but I'll be singing stuff from Camelot and from Jekyll and Hyde and from South Pacific and obviously Into the Woods, Les Mis. It's going to be a great show tonight, and it's a chance to kind of raise the roof in this grand old place. And also, one of the former ringmasters here,
Dave
Saluto, is going to be playing the fantastic. They have this old organ in the theater as well, this Barton organ that is. You know, the thing that's amazing to me about the organ, the theater itself, this is all original stuff. So you know, this is not reproductions. This is a bona fide. This thing was built in 1915, and it looks almost as good as it did in, like, it must have looked in 1915. So it's a real honor to be in this space.
I can't even imagine what it looked like in 1915. I saw it when we first moved here, but I've been living here for a long time now. So, and I remember going in there. I actually performed on that stage as a young adult. And so a lot of people don't know that about me. So I actually performed in the Al Ringling Theater on stage. I was musically inclined back in the day. Thankfully, that's a VHS tape day, so hopefully no one has any of those left anymore. But
roll tape.
Yeah, exactly. Roll tape, as Scott said. So, yes, I had a chance to perform there when I was a very young lad.
Tap dancer?
Not a tap dancer. I can't dance. Anyone that knows me knows I can't dance. So there's some jokes associated with that one as well, two left feet. So,
had the restoration happened then?
No, it had not. And so that was a neat part. After being part of the community, moving here, and watching the restoration restoration process of the theater. It was amazing. I remember going in there as a kid and watching movies in there and just how beautiful it was even back then before the restoration. And to find out they were starting this restoration fundraising process and to do the whole process and to see it from what it was to what it is now. I mean, I'm amazed by it. I love it. I love the history of Baraboo. I love the history of the theater, the circus. And seeing the work that has gone into that is just unbelievable. We're a very fortunate community. And anytime you get to perform at the Al Ringling Theater, it's a huge opportunity as well. And we're glad you're able to be here for that. That
well,
is
absolutely.
Amazing.
So not only by coming to see the show, not only are you get a little bit of Broadway magic and hopefully share a little music with me, but by coming to do that, you're helping to support the ongoing evolution of this fantastic venue, and it really should be kind of it is the theatrical jewel of Baraboo, and I hope that everybody realizes that. And today I spent the whole day at Circus World. So amazing.
Yes, it is.
The show under the big top. Speaking of a small world, when I was here in 2006, we were here.
Yeah,
we came, and I actually got to see the Ringling Theater when that one corner was done.
Yes.
What it would look like.
Yep.
So now I get to see it all done. It's just beautiful. But people who are in the show at the at Circus World right now, Alex Petrov and his wife Vicky and their children who were babies when I was on the Blue Unit back in the day. They are literally the stars of the show at Circus World right now. So it's great to be able to come to the show, but to be able to see a show where I pretty much know everybody.
Right?
That's even better.
And
so it was a real risk. It was a real blessing. So.
And that's great to be able to come back and see that. That's the part that's amazing. And to have this jewel in our town, multiple, and I wouldn't say it's just Baraboo. It is Sauk County. We're so fortunate as a county to have this in the county. And it's interesting that you mentioned when you saw it in 2006, right, where they just started the restoration on the pillar. That is the one thing that comes to my mind with the gold leaf on the pillar. You could see where they started and where they hadn't done anything. And to see the difference of it and to know that was coming to fruition, that was the encouraging part of that. And to see it completed and to be able to be there when the grand opening took place, that was such a neat thing. I mean, if you can't tell, I love the Al Ringling Theater and the community. So we should talk about how people can get tickets. The easiest way is to go alringling.org, right?
Give you back to Scott.
All right, so we're going to let Scott, and then we'll get back to Chuck. So
yeah, without a doubt, if you're looking for tickets for tomorrow night, again, the show is at 7 o'clock, pre-show entertainment with Dave Salutis on the Mighty Barton Organ. You can go to alringling.org to get your tickets now. They're on sale. Box office is also open tomorrow from noon until 4 o'clock, so you can get it in person or online.
And the show is at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So come, and it's great. It'll be about an hour long, you know, a little longer if I stretch out the jokes.
Well, and if you have Scott up there, too, that'll definitely stretch out the jokes.
There
so.
You go. No, we had a lovely dinner last night. I sang on the stage for some of the donors, and you had some very generous and wonderful supporters of the Al Ringling, and also of the whole Historical Society. Wisconsin's Historical Society is our champion right now, and you should be very proud of that.
We are. We're very proud, and it's a huge part of our community as well, and to be part of that and for you to be part of that. Now, this is the first time you've been back since 2006 then, is
that
correct?
That's correct. I've been doing cruise lines all around the world since then for the last, like, 7 years. But before that, you know, I kept doing touring Broadway shows and stuff. So I've been blessed. My life has been full, And while the government now officially says I'm old, I don't believe it. So I'm trying to fight against it.
Yeah, age is only a number. That's what I always go by.
Exactly.
And, you know,
children of all ages, and I'm still very childlike.
Exactly. That's the whole maturity level. Anyone that knows me well enough. Maddie's already laughing. She got to witness Corey and I together last night. She basically had two children here last night. So Corey and I hadn't seen each other in a while. We hadn't been on the air together
in
a while.
What's the recommended food, Dave?
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. So you probably heard about last night. We started with appetizers of pulled pork sandwiches. Then we found our way over to the cheeseburgers over at the Farm Bureau.
Okay.
And then Baraboo Fire and EMS was nice enough to bring a brat and cheese curds by, and so we also had that. So
wow.
I was, you know what, I got home last night. When he goes, you don't look like you're hungry at all. I said, nope. So
we're starving. Nothing has
I know.
Right.
Well, I was hoping
that pulled pork sounds good.
Yeah.
It is. It's very good. It's right over to your left over there. And so that's the fun part of being out here. You can help support all all these local organizations as well. And so stop by, support them. The food is amazing. And as a reminder, we do have our funnel cake contest going on. You bring me a picture of a funnel cake from the fairgrounds. We're going to hook you up with Randy Hauser tickets. We had somebody who stopped by and showed me the picture, but she didn't want the tickets. So you still have an opportunity to win Randy Hauser tickets. He's going to be at the Sauk County Fair Saturday night. That's a cool part about being here, too. And you guys get to be in the circus wagon. I know Scott's been in it, so, you know. But for you, Chuck, this has got to be pretty amazing to kind of come back and see this.
Oh, this is a beautiful time to be here. And it's a beautiful morning all day at Circus World and now here at the fair this afternoon. I'm touched by how beautiful the people are. Some beautiful people up here in Wisconsin.
There are definitely Okay, so you brought up cheese. Now, have you had cheese curds since you've been here?
I have not. Not on this trip.
Okay, but you've had the fresh cheese curds or the deep-fried ones?
I've had the fresh ones before. I came back when we toured. I've been to Green Bay a few times, and so I've had okay. the cheese curds up there.
So fresh cheese curds, definitely the way to go. The fire department actually has the deep-fried cheese curds, so those are amazing. So, again... Yeah, so they're good. You got to have some. You got to hook him up with some of those while he's out here.
Nice.
And, you know, I don't know what kind of beer they have in the beer garden. I know Swing Crew's there tonight. So, again, that's past Dave's bedtime, and I got to be on the morning show tomorrow and functioning. So my supervisor will be out here shortly just to make sure that happens. So Maddie isn't left on her own out here to try to wrangle me back in. So, Chuck, we appreciate you joining us. Now, what's your favorite part of being in Baraboo? I'm going to ask you that super quick.
Oh, just hanging with Scott is the big part, and Georgia, too. Georgia Stevenson was the stage manager. It's like the whole Blue Unit is here. They've taken over. very exciting. But, you know, I just love being here, and I just love the history of the place. I love, you know, you go into these old buildings, it's not a musty smell, but there you can almost smell the history, right?
So oh, for sure.
It's pretty fantastic. And I got to see the human cannonball.
That I've not seen it yet.
Attack, and I met the father, Mr. Meisner, and so they... You know, he's cornered the market of human cannonballs, which is exciting. And, you know, and to be here at this time of year, to see, when we were here the last time, it was not this time of year. So now, you know, all the green is fully green, and all the people are out, and the river is rushing by, and it's just the campus at Circus World is so beautiful. It's a treat. So I'm just, and what I like about this as opposed to the cruise line, I'm on dry land.
Right.
Very nice.
And then that's got to be the best part, right? You're on dry, solid land for the most part. I know it's a little bit squishy back here. Again, we won't make any jokes about that one.
Yeah. That's true. You forgot that. We lived, you know, when we were on the Ringling Brothers unit, we lived on the train 11 months out of the year. So we actually, you know, I had a beautiful camp, a little car. I didn't have my own car, but I had a quarter of a car. It was very comfortable. I had a sitting room and a bedroom. It was great. I got to travel with my dog, Aurora, who has since passed, but she was a sweet circus dog.
Yep.
And I've been very blessed. So to be able to acknowledge this, and while I still feel, you know, even though I can't even believe it's almost been 20 years since we were out on the road, and it feels like no time has passed.
Just yesterday, right?
Yeah, pretty fantastic.
Now, this show sounds fantastic. Unfortunately, I'm going to be out here, so I won't be able to see it. So hopefully someone's recording it. Hint, Scott.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Chris Connors, who's also on the Blue Unit with us, he's going to be there. He's going to be recording tonight.
Awesome.
Nice. But, it's a fun show. I do it a lot. I've modified it a little bit because normally I sing a song from the musical Barnum.
Okay.
To celebrate my circus history. And
right.
I added that to this show tonight to make it more complete. Since it is, in fact, from the show, but I love it. And if you're fans of Broadway, you know I think a lot of people. I also sing something from Disneyland. I sing. Do you know if I were to say Don Ho? Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he was like Hawaii's Dean Martin back in the day.
Yep.
So I even sing his hit song "Tiny Bubbles" when I'm talking about
that's what I was wondering if it was going to be that. So
yeah, it's a fun show. I take him a lot of places.
That's awesome. And again, I don't talk too much about my musical background. I kind of keep that quiet so I don't get roped into other things.
No singing. What did you do?
No, I did singing. It was definitely singing. Okay. So, yep, we're just going to leave it at that. No, I'm not singing on air for anyone.
It's too bad you're busy tonight because you can sing something with me tonight.
Yeah, exactly. It would probably require an adult beverage or two. So.
That's all right. That's all right. My show gets better with adult beverage.
They always do, right? Well, Chuck, we thank you for joining us. So, again, to get tickets, go to alringling.org. Show starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Dave Salute is going to be doing the organ, so I'm sure that's going to be a packed house tomorrow night. And you get a chance to see the historic Al Ringling Theater, so if you've not had a chance to do that, please go do that. Everyone that's in this area knows the history of it, knows the beauty of it, so stop
and see it. People don't know who I am, you can go to chuckwagner.com.
So
and find out a little backstory, too, and they'll go, wow, we should go then.
Yeah, exactly. And there's probably some links on the Al Ringling Theater's Facebook page, if I remember correctly, so you can go over there to link it up. So definitely go do that. Chuck, thank you so much
for joining us.
And, you bet.
May all your days be circus days. Circus World Day.
Circus World Day, exactly. And Scott, thank you for joining us as well. We appreciate you guys joining us. As a reminder, bring me a picture of that funnel cake to win those Randy Houser tickets. Coming up, we're going to have Poison and Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. That's the power of love. 99.7 Max FM.
Lanes. He tells me believing Jesus steals the money from my hands. Some say he was a good man. Lord, I think he sinned. Yeah. 22 years of mental tears, cries of suicidal Vietnam babe. Losing war on a foreign shore to find his country didn't want him back. The bullets took his best friends in Saigon. Our Lord has took his wife, his kids, no regrets. In a time I don't remember, in a war he can't forget. He cried, forgive me for what I'd done there, cause I never meant the things I did. Give me something to believe in. If there's a Lord above, I give me something to believe in. Oh, Lord, arise. My best friend died a lonely man in some Palm Springs hotel room. I got the call last Christmas Eve. They told me the news. Out to break down and cry as tears rolled down my face. I felt so cold and empty, like a lost soul out of place. And the mirror, mirror on the wall, see my smiling face again. I give me something to believe. Dark street, like bodies in an old bone grave. Underneath the broken old neon sign, used to read Jesus Saves. Give me something to believe. now, things I didn't know then. And give me something to believe in, yeah.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Thursday. We're broadcasting live from the Saucony Fairgrounds. It is 5:28 p.m. We are located in the Big Red Circus Wagon right off of Washington Avenue. You cannot miss us. Stop by and say hi. So congratulations to Angela. She was the first one to bring a picture of a funnel cake over to me. She won Randy Houser tickets. All right, so we got to start a new contest. So right now, if you bring me a picture of popcorn from the fairgrounds, you're going to win two Randy Houser tickets for Saturday night at the Saucony Fairgrounds. So our scavenger hunt continues. I need a picture of either popcorn or kettle corn from the Saucony Fairgrounds. You bring that over to the Big Red Circus Wagon. We're going to hook you up with tickets to Randy Houser. You can't miss us. Right off Washington Avenue. Let's talk about what's going on tonight at the Saucony Fairgrounds. Right now at the Fame Stage, propagating perennials by division by the Saucony Master Gardeners Association in the commercial building. We just talked to Jeannie Manis last hour about that. That's happening right now, free event, so stop on and see that. We also have the Gold Show going on in the WCCU Livestock Pavilion at 6:30 p.m. tonight is SWIRA Flat Track ATV Racing. This is night two, so if you missed it last night, come back tonight. Tickets are just $10 each. Then at 7 o'clock, we have the Fame Stage. It is the Powder Plant Legacy, presented by the Saucony Historical Society. Paul Walter has done some amazing research and work in this, so stop on over for that. This is a must-see, free. You do not want to miss it. The Beer Garden is open, and at 9:30 p.m., we have Swing Crew joining us. They'll be there until 12:30 in the morning. Always great to have them here. Some great music. It's a lot of fun. So stop by and see that. That is all happening tonight. So ATV races, great music, great food. Stop by and support all of our local service organizations. They're doing food. They're under the pavilion. You cannot go away hungry. The rides are open. No lines to get onto the rides. Again, we have the Midway Magic Pass. Makes it nice and easy. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Paul Abdul on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Pittsburgh's Paul Skeens no-hit the Brewers through seven innings today before the bullpen held on for a 1-0 win over the crew at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Skeens struck out 11, improving to 6-0 on the season. Former Brewer Yasmani Grandal drove in the only run for Pittsburgh, a run-scoring double in the top of the seventh. Brewers threatened in the eighth, loading the bases before William Contreras struck out to end the threat. Aroldis Chapman worked the ninth for the save for the Pirates, and the Brewers lose a home series for the first time since April. Three other baseball finals today. Reds beat Colorado 8-1, Detroit 10, Cleveland 1, Mets over Washington 7-0. Brewers announcing today that Devin Williams and Joey Ortiz will be coming to Fox City Stadium to make rehab appearances with the Class A Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Ortiz will go tonight against West Michigan, while Williams is scheduled to start on Saturday, July 13th. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hey, baby, you got to remember.
and I always will.
Hey, baby,
yeah, we'll live till forever.
More 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant, Mandy Jones with you. How's it going over there, Mandy?
It's going great. I mean, how could it not be? We're sitting out here on a beautiful Thursday night at the Sauk County Fair, Dave.
It's a beautiful night to be out here. We're in the big red circus wagon right off Washington Avenue. You cannot miss us. We are right here as you walk in the entrance, right across from the Midway.
It's the free walking gate. You got to walk right past us.
You can't miss us. And they walk right by the corn dog stand.
That's
and they got
right.
Popcorn in there.
All of the amazing food.
Oh,
it smells awesome out here, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, you can tell we're in prime dinner time.
Right.
Because all these food trucks are like at the peak of their meal plans today.
Oh, yeah, most certainly.
It smells awesome.
Yeah, if you're not out here, you don't know what you're missing. And so please get out here if you can. The weather is beautiful. The lines are not that bad to get on the rides tonight either. You can get right on them, it looks like, Maddie.
It certainly does. I mean, a few of them are going, but a few of them are still pretty. In fact, we've got, what is this Raptor Run that's right across from us? This looks like it spins around way too much for me.
That's
Merry-go-rounds kind of do it in for me. It's like a inner thing or something. It's got to be. But
and that's a little kid's ride, by the way, Maddie.
What?
Yeah.
That's a kid's ride?
I'm pretty sure that is.
No.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. Fit the height requirement.
You would, definitely.
I
can see you
would fit that.
The size-wise, you would definitely meet that. But, yeah, I wouldn't want to go on that ride either. No, thank you.
That thing spins a lot, but the kids seem to enjoy it. Although I hear them scream more from that bus that goes in the air.
The screaming that you hear in the background is not Maddie and I screaming. It's the kids on that bus that goes, oh, my, I can't even watch that thing.
It must go really high.
It does.
Of course, I don't like heights, so I might do that, too.
Well, there is that factor. But I was glad to see the elephant ride was not out here. That made my day. I'm never living it down, so I figure I might as well bring it up.
Dave got a little stuck. It's fine.
It was fine. The ride got stuck. I wasn't stuck in it. The ride was actually malfunctioning, so we'll talk.
Glad you got out. You could still be stuck in it.
Yeah, exactly. It could have been a lot worse. So we'll talk about that in the morning show, I'm sure.
Okay.
So our scavenger hunt is still in progress.
Okay.
And we had a winner before on the funnel cakes. Now what we're looking for is a picture of either the kettle corn or popcorn from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. You just need to bring a picture. You don't need to bring us popcorn or kettle corn.
We'll throw in Milwaukee Zoo tickets,
yeah.
Family four-pack if you do, though.
Yeah, if you bring popcorn, we'll throw the Milwaukee Zoo tickets in. Tickets to see Randy Houser on Saturday night. So that is what we're doing. So if you want to join us and come over with that picture, we will hook you up with those tickets. So
cool.
That is the plan there. So we're broadcasting live until 8 p.m. tonight. We'll be back out here. We'll be out here a little earlier tomorrow. I think
yeah.
I'm going to get out here right around 2-ish.
It's always busy on Friday.
It is, and that is going to be a blast to do.
Absolutely. So. Hey, we got to do a little plug for MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Yes, we do. Let's not forget about that.
I mean, if you're in town for the Sauk County Fair, as we talk about all this great stuff that's happening and all this fun that we're having, you want to grab yourself something awesome, go to MaxFMBigDeals.com where you can save money. Now, Dave, normally there's a lot of money that you can save over there as it is.
But even more.
Right? Because we have a 15% off grand opening sale today and tomorrow. So make sure you go check that out. We're taking an extra 15% off already discounted prices. And, I mean, can I give an example of some of the things
yes,
here?
Yes, you
should. In the store. Scott O'Donnell and Chuck Wagner were here. Talked a lot about Circus World and this beautiful circus wagon earlier today. We've got a four-pack of Circus World Museum tickets, a $92 value, with our re-grand openings deals, $54.40 for you to get into the blast-off-to-space Big Top show.
And there's a live human cannonball there. You can't forget
to mention
that,
You got to go check it out.
Maybe.
It's a really great circus this year. Then, of course, Spin Shack in downtown Baraboo, movies, music, gaming, if you're a lover of any of that, a $20 certificate. It's half price right now, Dave. $10.20 is all it's going to cost you. And we can't forget, you know, we've talked a lot about fair food, but you might need something a little bit more nutritious, even though corn dogs are really awesome. How about Relish Tray Bistro and Catering in downtown Baraboo, a $25 certificate for you to check out their homemade food there. $17.
And you
That's
can't
it.
Go wrong at Relish Tray Bistro and Speakeasy. The food
amazing,
is amazing.
Amazing
there.
Food. Amazing, amazing food. So go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. That re-grand opening sale today through today and tomorrow at 11:59 p.m. for you to take advantage.
So shop local, stay big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You get an extra 15% off. No code required. It is that easy. So what we're going to do, Maddie, is I see we have another interviewer
coming
up.
Should I just pass the mic?
We might as well.
All
Let's
right.
just do this right off the cuff. This is how live radio works.
Off the cuff. That's cool.
See, I'm on a roll tonight. So I'm Dave, and what is your name?
My name's Zane Rogers.
Dave Rogers, is that what you said?
Zane Rogers.
Okay, well, Zane, I remember I interviewed you last year, actually. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So I got to interview you last year. So you're part of 4-H, and what did you do for 4-H this year?
I did 6 projects this year.
Oh,
so
my.
So I made a Lego Nimitz-class aircraft carrier out of Legos, and I made a display for that. And I put a little write-up on it and showed its history. I made a wood bat flag, so 18-inch wood bats that were cut in half, and I made it into an American flag, and I wrote the Pledge of Allegiance on the bats.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to the state fair is what I hear Stacy telling me in the background. So thank you, Stacy, for letting us know that. And you made an aircraft carrier? Is that what you said that
was?
Yeah,
and that one got a merit award.
Wow, that is amazing. So I assume you got some ribbons for this? Have they done the ribbons now? And what ribbons did you get as part of this today?
So I got all blue ribbons on all of my projects. And then on the aircraft carrier, I got the merit award. And then my bats got judge's favorite, which is selected to go to the state fair in Milwaukee.
That is fantastic. Now, that is an amazing accomplishment. That is impressive. So now you have to go to the state fair then, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Am I old enough to go?
Yeah. So
I'm 11, and I think you have to be 12.
Okay, so.
Year shy.
A year shy. So, okay, well, that's still an accomplishment, so well done on that. So what is your favorite part of 4-H?
It's really fun being with other people and, like, doing a lot of fun activities and getting to know more people.
And that's cool, and it's a huge part of what you do. You spend a lot of time doing this, don't you?
We meet once a month at Black Hawk Church.
Okay.
And for our club, Happy Hustlers. And we usually have an activity after the meeting, and we just discuss 4-H related things.
That is fantastic. Now, how long have you been doing 4-H for?
About five, six years.
Okay, so you've been doing it for over half your life at this point, I'm betting.
Pretty much.
See, I remember interviewing last year because I remember seeing your stuff from last year. That's amazing. I'm very proud of you. And so what's your favorite part about being out at the fair?
The fair is really fun. I like displaying my projects for people to show, talking to judges, and just seeing how they result. And hopefully I get a judge's favorite so I can go to the state fair.
That's fantastic. Okay, I got one more question for you. What's your favorite fair food?
I just had their mini donuts. Those were really good. So far, the mini donuts.
So far, the mini donuts. I haven't dabbled in those yet. We'll just say yet. We aren't going to talk about last night's food choices. That's been an ongoing joke here today. So we may have grazed our way partially through the fair already last night. So we're not going to go down that road. But there's a lot of food out here. So did we miss anything you wanted to talk about tonight?
I could talk about my 4 other projects.
Okay, so what's your 4 other projects? You bet.
I made 7-layer bars.
Oh, good thing you didn't bring those with you.
I made a display on a rock tumbling project.
Oh,
made
wow.
some rough rocks really smooth.
So you did the rock tumbling, the 7-layer, and what were the other two?
I'm blanking right now.
Oh, that's okay. No big deal. Are you going to help him out, Dad, what the other two are?
I did an archery project.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, and then I made a clay art project.
Wow, you've been a busy boy then is what it sounds like to me. So that's a lot of work that keeps you out of trouble, I bet, at home, right, Dad?
It's busy during the winter.
Yeah, exactly. And see, that's a part of living in Wisconsin during the winter. You want to keep busy. You don't want to be bored. So those projects are amazing. So you have any idea what you're going to work on this winter?
I have a Mustang Lego set that I'm going to build and take to the fair next year.
Oh, wow, that is cool. Well, you got to make sure we see that next year. Well, thank you for joining us. We're really proud of you. Congratulations on the award as well. So,
thank you.
We're looking forward to seeing you next year. So, all right, we better have a look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Community First Bank. We're going to have a quick look at weather and music by Bon Jovi on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's Sauk County Fair Week with great events happening all week long. From Wednesday all the way through Sunday is when all the rides, games, and vendors will be open. Check out SaukCountyFair.com to see what's happening every single day at the fair and the great grandstand events taking place, including the Randy Houser concert Saturday night at the grandstand. In addition to the events around the fair, on Friday night, the 12th, there's going to be music in Mirror Lake State Park. The Contra in the Park series will continue with Cruisin' Around. Bring chairs or use the outdoor rock seating and enjoy an evening of music in the outdoor amphitheater. Again, this will be Friday, July 12th from 7 until 8:30 at Mirror Lake State Park. And Durwards Glen will be hosting the annual Bagpipes in the Glen event. Great music and also breakfast this year from Wittenbach's Command Center Food Truck with coffee and kids' activities. Part one of the event will be from 9 a.m. until noon, and then the grounds will be closed down from noon until 3. Part two of Bagpipes in the Glen will be starting back up from 4 until 8 p.m. is when they'll get the music going once again with Celtic and Scottish music, a brat stand, some Scottish food, wine, and chocolates. Again, this will be at Durwards Glen Saturday, July 13th. For more details, visit durwardsglen.org. And while you're in town for the Sauk County Fair, be sure to swing by Saturday morning for the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be selling their items on Oak Street. This will be from 8 a.m. until 12:30. It's every Wednesday and Saturday, now through October. Visit Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook to find out the night before who will be in attendance that next farmers market.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening storm otherwise clearing tonight and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and mild again tomorrow with highs in the mid 80s. Slight storm chances for the weekend, highs upper 80s to low 90s. Staying warm into Monday with a few storms, then cooler for the rest of next week. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 82 right now.
99.7
mistake.